Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us on the line, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good post-Memorial Day morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, we're going to start with a story that deals with Memorial Day, and specifically a Vietnam veteran whose personal mission has been accomplished.
Yeah, this is a good Memorial Day story. It involves two U.S. servicemen and their chance encounter in Vietnam 40 years ago out in the jungle. And one is named Jim Schweikert. He lives in Walnut, California. And the other is an Albany man, Frank Cook. Well, their two units met up in this jungle about 40 miles north of Saigon. And as Cook recalled, he was carrying a gold watch, which was a family heirloom. I guess some of his personal effects had been stolen, and he was worried about the security of it back in the barracks. So they were heading into combat, and he was nervous about losing it or what would happen to it. So he passed it to the highest-ranking officer, Schweikert, the sergeant, and their separate units went in different directions. And Schweikert was holding on to it and never hooked back up with Frank Cook, and over the last 40 years has been trying to track down his family. He thought Cook may have been killed in combat because he never came back to their unit. And it turns out that with some detective work and lots of phone calling and Googling, Schweikert was able to locate Frank Cook recently and drove here from California and met up with him last night and handed him the gold watch. Mission accomplished.
What a wonderful story. Well, we turn from that to a story by Jimmy Vielkind about Senate Republicans and business tax breaks.
Well, you know, the race is on at the state capitol to finish up the session and go home for the summer recess and the reelection season. And Jimmy's story today is about how the Senate Republicans plan to pass a package of tax credits on Wednesday that will kind of advance their own platform and counter a proposal by the Assembly Democrats to raise the state's minimum wage. Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos says it builds on the Senate Republicans' accomplishments in the last 2 years. And in his words, you know, from working with Governor Cuomo for on-time budgets, and this is their way of coming back and pushing their agenda. And it includes, you know, lots of advantages for local businesses and a repeal of some taxes on manufacturers and some tax credits for businesses that hire people. Some questions as to how they'll pay for it. But Skillus says that, you know, the state has been seeing a lot of increased revenues from those video lottery terminals at Aqueduct, et cetera. But the Assembly Democrats have their own one-house bill, and that's to raise the state's minimum wage $1.25 up to $8.50 an hour. That's gotten big support across the labor movement, and it's also a one-house bill, and maybe it'll lead up to some compromise before they go off for their summer recess and work on their reelection.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, you can go to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.